Businesses, churches, and schools are all advertising their deep cleaning regimens as evidence they're protecting people from COVID-19. Starbucks says it's sanitizing high surface areas frequently. Retailers like Target are cleaning baskets between uses. And gyms like Planet Fitness are boasting about their cleaning routines in ads.
At Planet Fitness, we're committed to keeping the judgment-free zone cleaner than ever. There's no surface we won't sanitize, no machine we won't scrub. Because when it comes to keeping our club safe and spotless, our team are lean, not mean, cleaning machines.
Well, our next guest says that kind of cleaning is more show than substance. Derek Thompson, writer and editor at The Atlantic, joins us now. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the science. Everybody's talking about how clean their surfaces are, but what do we know about how the virus actually spreads on surfaces?
So the CDC has come out and said that touching a surface, quote, isn't thought to be the main way the virus spreads. It is thought to spread via airborne, via large droplets or smaller droplets that linger in the air in unventilated indoor spaces. Other scientists that I spoke to came to an even more forceful conclusion. Emmanuel Goldman is a microbiology professor at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School, and he told me that surface transmission of COVID-19 is just not justified at all by the science. So we are still learning more about this disease. Our knowledge about it is incomplete, and I definitely don't want to suggest that it's impossible to contract this disease from surfaces, but it seems far, far more likely that we catch it from other people through airborne transmission.
Well, you've called these cleanings an act of hygiene theater and compared it to some of the stuff that was done with airport security after 9/11.
Right. So we're all familiar with security theater. After 9/11, the TSA took it upon themselves to pat down grandmothers and children for possible explosives. And lots of people, including people at The Atlantic, like my colleague Jim Fallows, called this security theater. Well, I think that America's newfound obsession with deep cleaning is a kind of hygiene theater. We are obsessed with ads like that Planet Fitness ad about cleaning every single possible surface to an inch of its life in order to stop a disease that's actually not traveling mostly from surfaces in the first place. It's traveling through the air. So you have Planet Fitness doing what they said they were doing in that ad. You have New York City's subway shutting down every night for a few hours for the first time in its 116-year history, in fact, to blast the seats and the walls and the poles with all this antiseptic weaponry. National restaurants like Applebee's are creating sort of sanitation czars to oversee the constant scrubbing of window ledges. All of this is happening in a world where scientists are converging on the consensus that it's not spreading from surface to hand to face. It's spreading through the air. We have misallocated our attention and should be focused on unventilated indoor spaces, not on soap obsessions.
You know, I think about this when I go to the supermarket and still am not allowed to use a reusable bag because you have to have a new plastic bag or a new paper bag because they won't allow that. I don't know exactly how that keeps the virus away, but is there a problem with this excess cleaning, or should we just say, you know what, if it helps people think that they're being safer, then what's the problem with it? Let us do everything possible to stop this virus.
If someone listening likes washing their hands, I say keep doing it. Keep washing your hands. If you want to scrub down your kitchen counter, that's fine. Keep doing it. The problem isn't so much individuals. It's when companies use their deep cleaning regimens as an excuse to allow people to come into spaces they shouldn't be in the first place. So, for example, if you have gyms and restaurants with large, unventilated indoor spaces that are essentially telling patrons, come on in, we're scrubbing down the ellipticals and the tables, you're using just warped logic. You're inviting people to still come into your space and share these unventilated indoor spaces where they can get sick. In the piece, I compare it to like an oceanside town that's stalked by a frenzy of ravenous sharks. And to urge people to come back to the beach, they say, you know, we've reinforced the boardwalk with concrete. Like, what? Now people can sturdily walk into the ocean and be separated from their limbs? You've totally misunderstood the nature of an airborne threat. So I'm definitely not calling, and the scientists I spoke to are not calling for people to stop washing their hands. Keep doing that. If you're in public recently, don't immediately stick your fingers into your mouth. You know, take precautions, but still understand the three most important ways to stop this epidemic. Masks, distancing, and moving activities outdoors. That's really it. That is how one scientist said we can beat this thing, and deep cleans so often are just an expensive distraction.
That is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.